الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah in His great mercy and kindness has blessed us with this very, very great and honorable month, with regard to which Allah Ta'ala Himself says there is a very great and honorable month, شهر رمضان. Take cognizance, think what a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this is like we made dua before Ramzan came from Rajab already, with the sunnah dua. It was written on almost all the masjid boards. People are acquainted, made this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'aban. Give us barakat in Rajab and Sha'aban. And the barakat of Rajab was our namazes we corrected, hopefully. And also take this very, very seriously. Consider our qaza namazes and start fulfilling all our qaza namazes till we have got an account with Allah Ta'ala which is not settled. How can we expect delivery of more goods? Allah's special favors from your supplier, you are owing him. He tells you, first you pay your bank account, then we'll talk of future. I'll supply you more goods. So our qaza namaz is very, very important. And everything, whatever we have got qaza, the women especially, qaza and rozas that we have, let them keep their rozas. Gradually, slowly make it a habit. Like Ramzan, we know we have to, we keep our rozas. So like that, those faraz rozas which are on the woman, they must keep them. Similarly, mashallah, Allah reward many of our brothers who broke some of the faraz rozas, and they have to keep 60 rozas. How many kept that 60 rozas, mashallah? So do that. Clear your account, settle your debts, then see what supplies you will get. That's very important. So, and also, now that we had a whole month of the slot of namaz, Anwarus Salah. So what we have learned, try and carry it on. Make our namazes good. And then when our namaz, then try and come into nawafil also. Bring quality into our namazes, and the four main nafil namazes: tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, and awwabin. And in all nafil ibadat, we can make as many niyats as we want to. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, Salatul Safar, Tahiyatul Masjid, Tahiyatul Wudu. As many as a person can think, Allah will give. You'll make only two rakats namaz, but Allah will give you a reward of having made 16 rakats namaz. Eight different kind namazes, each one two rakats, 16 rakats. And also make niyat and pass the sawab to us in nafil. Pass the sawab to as many people as you can. To Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the family, all the sahaba, the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the great, great ulama, mujahideen, and a'imma'i fiqh, a'imma'i hadith, all of them. Then our parents, and make niyat not only our parents, but as far up as all our parents are gone, who are Muslims. Then our to make niyat for your wife also. The wife must make niyat for the husband also. And then all our children also, until the day of Qiyamah, our progeny. And make niyat for all our the family, extended family, our asatiza, our mashayikh, our students, our murids, our sheikh, whoever. And then all those who have favors on us, who have shown kindness towards us, who have rights over us, make niyat for all of them. All of them will get that sawab. And inshallah, by Allah's mercy, we will get sawab as though all those made namaz and passed the sawab to us. So our nafil namaz is also. So in the month of Rajab, what were the great tohfa and the great gift of namaz. And namaz was that one injunction of Allah. Not even iman. Iman is the most important. But all the other things became for us here on the farsh on earth. This is one command that became for us at the arsh. Allah called Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him this gift of namaz. So this is a arshi ibadat. All the other ibadat are farshi. So how great is not namaz? To bring quality into our namaz. Make effort during the year now, continuously. And we have been, one sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice. Awsini wa awjiz. Give me some wasiyat, but make it short. The advice he gave, that idha khumta fi salatika, salli salatim muwadda'in. Whenever you stand up to make a namaz, make this as though this is the last namaz of your life. So every namaz, think like that. This is my last namaz. That is the easiest prescription for quality to come into on. Because whenever a person will think, this is my last namaz, let me make it as best as I can. Next namaz is going to make more effort. And salatim muwadda'in also means that make wada. Give over everything else of the dunya. Throw it behind your back. All your shop, don't bring your shop in your namaz. Don't bring your house in your namaz. Don't bring your sports in your namaz. Don't bring your problems in your namaz. Don't bring all your calculations in namaz. Leave that, make wada of all that. Come into namaz only for Allah and in front of Allah. So that great gift Allah gave us. Then the great the barakat of Sha'ban is really the Shabi Barat, the night of forgiveness, of salvation. That will get pure and clean with all your, cleanse yourself completely. Like a mother in the evening, she bathes her children. And then she puts on clean clothes, the pyjamas and etc. Then she also tells them, now see, don't get dirty again. So just like that, Maghrib time, Allah gave us awwabin namaz. After the day's work at the factory, at the office, in the workshop, wherever we worked, now we take a bath. We get clean again. So Maghrib time, Allah gave us awwabin namaz to purify ourselves. Now when we are purified, now don't dirty yourself, go and sit in front of the shaitan box again. You became pure now. Allah cleansed you. Now don't go and sit and dirty yourself again. Don't get involved in all other filth and dirt. So Allah gave us this purification in the month of Sha'ban. And then now you are ready to come into the auspicious, the great month, to receive the guest of Ramadan. And then this also, this dua we made, it is an interpretation of the dua also is, رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh Allah, send for us a dastarkhan, a tablecloth with all the food laden on it from the skies. Like what Isa alayhi salam, the Hawariyin asked. And the Christians, the Passover, till today they celebrate that Allah sent the dastarkhan. So for us, Allah sent a spiritual dastarkhan. You prepared from Rajab, Sha'ban, you asked Allah Ta'ala, Allah sent a beautiful, nurani, spiritual dastarkhan. Not manna and salwa, but what menu. And Allah Ta'ala made this the main menu. Usually there is one main menu in a meal, but here two main. The one was roza during the day and taraweeh at night. Two main causes. And then how many side dishes, how many other dishes, the savories and the achars and all the pastry or all the desserts and the tea and the coffee, what and what didn't Allah Ta'ala send? Now Allah gave i'tikaf, what an ibadah. Those who made i'tikaf will 100% feel the wonderful effects of it. When a person goes out, then he realizes what a wonderful time. While you are in it, usually you don't appreciate it so much. But later you appreciate Allah gave i'tikaf. Allah Ta'ala gave dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah Ta'ala said, when my bandas asked of me, tell them I'm close. And that closeness really comes to a person in i'tikaf. When he's in, and make i'tikaf also to be i'tikaf. I'tikaf is called seclusion, to be secluded. But today, with the mobile, the cell phone, we don't get secluded. We are still in touch with everything. And not only that, if we are phoning home, or we are conducting our business from here over the phone, or whatever, but on that cell phone, there's so much other filth and dirt also. Hey, the cell phone, it puts you either in a cell, hey, that you don't have any chain, any peace. Wherever you are, a person will get to you. It puts you into a cell. You're no more a free person. You are always, so much so that Maulana Saad Sahib, Damat Barakatum, other elders, they are so upset. No mashura can be done properly. You hardly put a point for mashura. One brother is running this side with his cell phone. Other one running that side. Oh, what the cell phone. And if we use it wrong way, then it is a hell phone. Hey, it sends you to hell, this phone. If we use it for all the filth and dirt, then it's not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. And therefore, perhaps also, as soon as we start talking, hello. Hey, sending one another to hell. And not only to hell, the lowest part of hell. You go to hell and low. The lowest part of hell you go. And he sends you also to hell. He also tells you hello. Hey? So this is so that is not seclusion. When we are so much in touch with everyone. In fact, the seclusion should come to this extent that even don't open the internet of the heart. For that you don't need anything. And what you got stored up, which and which files, there you still have to click this, you have to do things in a system, in an order. But with the heart, anything opens up. And what you go into. Eh? And this is even while you're in namaz, you open up the internet of the heart. You are in tahajjud, you are in dua. So just make i'tikaf, enjoy the dish as it's supposed to be. Today in many places, when something comes on the dasturkhan, you don't understand, you have to ask what is it. One time, here in South Africa, on the dasturkhan of Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali was present. And all funny things are made today, different styles and different ways. So they asked, what is this now? So Hadraji replied, ye orto ki chonchle hai. All the funny ideas and tricks of the woman. And then Hazrat said, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali said, you don't keep them occupied in namaz, in tilawat. So they got time for all this. And you kept them occupied in tilawat, in ta'aleem, in zikr, in other duties which they have to be doing. Then they should present a simple meal. But they got day free. Wherever there's a vacuum, it doesn't remain a vacuum. But we created the vacuum by no tilawat, no zikr, no namazes, no shock, desire for this. So now they're in the kitchen all the time. Now the recipe, you know, women haven't got one recipe book, how many? And perhaps now on the internet, they must be googling what and what and that. And also one point of advice, that if you have invited somebody and the food flopped, it didn't come out how it wanted to, then just tell them this is a Jordanian dish. Or tell them there is a Syrian dish. They will just accept that this is that dish or that dish, whatever. So anyway, this is what the women are now. So all these dishes which they are putting, funny dishes. So as far as this month of Ramadan, Allah has put what wonderful dishes for us. The i'tikaf and the i'tikaf, it's not all, it didn't flop, or don't let us flop it. Allah send it pure, right? And then whenever these funny things come on the dasturkhan, then we have to ask how you have to eat it. Then they explain to you. One place, one brother told me it was mango season. So he told me, now don't think you're a guest now. Think you're at home. He has a towel, put it on and enjoy the mango how a mango should be enjoyed. A mango cannot be enjoyed with all the etiquettes and adabs of eating. A mango is a bathroom food. If you really want to enjoy a mango, you just take off your vest also. And you sit down and you sit with mangoes. And today we don't really also have got this enjoyment of this. Our Ustad Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when they were young, he said, then one charpai, like the wooden bed, just the four, and then they should heap the mangoes. And then a few friends should sit, and between Asr and Maghrib, No mango should be left. They should eat all that. Today, who eats like that? We eat one piece of a mango. We say we ate mango. Mangoes you have to eat and then see the enjoyment of mango. What Allah has kept. So anyway, so you have to ask how must this dish be eaten. So the etikaf also, do it correctly. Besides, Allah reward Manana Musa Sahab, all the ulama who conducted the programs, etc. But it must be from our side that we ask how must the etikaf be to get the maximum benefit. And observe all that. All this other ibadat. Then it's dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. Allah Ta'ala said, when my bandas ask about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. Tell them I'm close. So if we do that etikaf, you'll get the closeness of Allah. When you have taken out every aaja meri aankhon mein samaja meri dil mein har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, make i'tikaf like that every desire of mine is gone now, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, now I'm only alone, now come I'm alone now. That you tell Allah, now I'm alone, come to me. But if we didn't, we're not alone, then how will Allah come? Allah wants to be with you in that privacy of yours. When you all alone, tahajjud, you feel Allah. Sajda, you feel Allah. So you first have to create that, get everyone out from your life, from your heart, from your system. Then Allah Ta'ala will, aaja meri aankhon mein, samaja meri dil mein, come into my eyes, O Allah, come into my heart, O Allah Ta'ala. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. And now my eyes are nowhere. I don't look around anymore. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. And there's no one else in my eyes. I'm not looking around anywhere to anyone. Nobody is in my eyes. When you got who you wanted, when you got Allah. Allah, all these designs which we think about, the designer made them. If you got the designer, Allah gives you more enjoyment than what you see all the designs of the world. Without seeing any of the designs, when you got the designer, you got all the designs in your heart. Aaja meri heart, what's it? Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Nobody's in my eyes are nowhere. Mahwa hayrat khara ho, husn ke jalwahgah mein. I'm standing astonished in your beauty parlor, O Allah. In that artist who frames of Allah's all art, of Allah's all beauty. Now when you have cut out everyone, then Allah brings you into His beauty parlor. If you go into all the beautiful places of this world, you go to some museum, you go to some whatever it is of this world, where all the beauties are, holiday resorts, etc. But when you have taken out everything, then Allah brings you into His beauty parlor. Nahwa hayrat karahu. Then you still stand astonished. You don't know where to look. Nahwa hayrat karahu. Husn ke jalwa gami. Tere jalwo ke aage. In front, when I saw all your beauties, himmat-e sharho bayan rakhdi. I can't even talk anymore. Now I'm not talking. You're a reporter for a newspaper. But when you saw that, you got so absorbed, you're not giving any report now. You are just looking, you are just astonished. Niga be zumaradi. My eyes that I'm seeing, my tongue does not speak anymore. And when I start speaking, then I just speak of all your kudrat and your greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So this is that i'tikaf, when you are alone with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us this great menu and meal of i'tikaf also. And eat it also. Find out how it must be eaten. Then you will find Allah is closed. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيمٌ. And how close is Allah Ta'ala? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Then your jugular vein, your life, more than your own life, Allah is closer to you than your own life also. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. Allah comes between a person and his heart. So close Allah is to you. So now you will find the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, that how close Allah Ta'ala is. That وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So Allah Ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And now when you have got all that, then Allah says, my banda, which me and you, what do you want? Ujibu da'wata da'a idha da'an. That now whatever you ask me, I will give it to you. What you want from me? So this all Allah gave us in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Duas Allah Ta'ala gave us. Aitikaf Allah gave us. Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. Quran Sharif. Laha ma'anin kamawjil bahri fi madanin. Quran has got meanings like the waves of the sea. Waves of the sea never end. You spend 1 week at the beach. Every day from before sunrise, long before sunrise, you were sitting and you could hear the waves and you see them coming. You sit there till sunset. You get tired. Your eyes can't look anymore, but the waves don't stop. No. The waves of Tawaf also don't stop. As long as you are there, you are part of that wave. You are making Tawaf. You've gone back to your hotel. You've gone to the airport in Jeddah. You're on the flight. The waves haven't stopped. They just carry on and on. And the waves of the sea, the Quran's waves also don't stop. They have got to the Quran, they have the meanings of the Quran, have also got like the waves of the sea, they don't stop. And whoever Allah puts into His beauty for Pala now, then Allah opens up all meanings of the Quran. And what enjoyment! فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul can taste there, no soul knows what sweetness, qurratul a'yun, is proverbial. That means extreme joy. Joy that there are no words to explain that joy. That nobody knows what great joy Allah gives to that person, and Allah hides and gives it, it's in his heart. And he knows what enjoyment I've got. So this is what Allah Ta'ala gives then with Quran Sharif. And we read Quran Sharif, we listen to Quran Sharif. Really, our life should have been Quran Sharif. From morning to night, we get up, make wuzu, make 2 rakats namaz, few rakats, Quran Sharif. One way, Quran. That way we should spend our Ramadan. So Allah gave us Quran Sharif. Allah gave us this beautiful du'as. Allah gave us the du'as during the day, the du'as of Rozedar's du'as are accepted. Then the farishtas who are in specific ibadat of singing the praises of Allah, Allah said also stop, now you say Ameen to the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then at iftar time how the du'as are accepted. Then the night came and the whole night's du'as are also accepted. Then the time of seri du'as, the Tahajjud du'as, they are even more. What Allah gave us. What a menu Allah put on our table. Now we have had our meal of all this. The rozas we had. We had the tilawat of Quran Sharif. We had Taraweeh. And Taraweeh also 20 rakats. The closest a person comes to Allah is in sajda. And Allah Ta'ala brought us 40 times Allah say extra. There is special occasion of love. Koi mujhse poochta hai, main kya mangta hoon? That what you ask, what do you want? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. From my Allah, I want my Allah. So Allah said, yeah, I am for you. And 40 times that close, intimate relationship with your Allah. Close you are to Allah Ta'ala. Koi mujhse poochta hai, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. Allah becomes mine, I become Allah's. This is my dua. 24-hour dua, whole day dua. Allah must be mine. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna laka. In the old age of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi rahmatullah alayh, this was his dua. Oh Allah, be ours, make us yours. Be ours, make us yours. And to ho jaye mera, main uska ho jaye. Yehi raat din dua mangta hoon. Muhabbat uski mil jaye, ata kar de wo mujhe apni muhabbat, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta hoon. I get the love of Allah. Ek tu mera to har shay meri, zameen meri, aasma mera. Everything is ours now. When you have got Allah Ta'ala, you have got everything. Everything is in there. One buzurg was asked, how are you feeling? He said, what you asking? The condition of that person, according to whom all the system of the world is running. He says, you are talking kufr, you Allah, the whole world. He says, when I've made all my desires subject to His, whatever is happening to His desires. So it's according to my desire. All mine, you have submitted yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. Then what enjoyment. عطا کر دے وہ مجھے اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات سے بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. That to Allah whose displeasure is worse than Jahannam. Allah's displeasure, Jahannam is Jahannam. How terrible. Allah's displeasure is worse than that. Don't displease Allah. Allah gave us this month that we learn how to please Him. He called us in His house and to sit at His dastarkhan. Now after eating His food, don't go and disobey Him. Allah's displeasure is worse than Jahannam. I seek of Allah His pleasure. اسی کی رضا مانگتا اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں. I don't have desire of this dunya. May that have come into us. This is what i'tikaf was supposed to take out dunya's muhabbat. We went away from dunya and we to take out dunya's muhabbat. Now don't let it just be that just temporary. Like one person from Durban, he says that you pelted shaitan in Mina. So then he say, I heard Shaitan tell me that don't worry, yeah, in front of all you pelt me. When we back in Durban, we best pelts again. Then again we back to one another. Yeah, it's all right, now you have to pelt me. So in front of everyone, do your duty. But there, back in Durban, we best friends again. So that shouldn't be the case, that we came at the calf 10 days. We're just 10 days little gap. Then we get back to dunya, back again, full into dunya. No, that shouldn't be the case. What the i'tikaf was supposed to be, we eat that food and let the food have the right effect. Sometimes you mix some medicines also, or even some fruit, especially grapefruit. If you're taking it with some tablets, it can have a negative reaction on a person. So don't let it be that we ate all these wonderful meals with some negative things also. And then we go from here, then we are even worse. One is a person who makes hajj, is a haji. And a person who went for hajj, but when he came back, now he put up the rentals of all his tenants also, to cover up his hajj money. Everything he did, everything. That's not a haji, he's a paji. So let us also be not that we came into this, for we came here for i'tikaf, and now we go out worse from here. That we want to cover up our dunya, etc. So Allah gave us. So this beautiful dastarkhan, what a delicious, and Allah put us ready just to eat. Nothing for us to do, but just, and we ate, and we hate this dastarkhan. Now those who presented this dastarkhan to us, we must make dua for us. Our Shaykh of the many, many beautiful, we just fall at the feet of our Shaykh. What he didn't teach us. We have seen, we stayed alhamdulillah with a lot of other people, but we didn't see them giving du'as to the host. Our Shaykh has taught us, don't eat for free. You ate, now you must pay. This came, Allah put it in my heart. And then we mention it everywhere, that our Shaykh says that don't eat for free, you must pay. And Allah give reward to Maulana Musa Kaji. He found a hadith the same, that the Sahaba were eating at other Sahaba with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after eating, told them, pay up now. So they asked, what must we pay? He said, give du'as to the host. So this du'as we must give. And this give du'as also. Don't give such du'as that cause harm. One person told his Hindu kaka friend, chalo apre hotel ma jaine khaya ve. We go and eat in a hotel. So Kaka said, I got no money. He said, I asked you for money. I'm inviting you. Tamu chalo ni apri jaine khaya. Then he said, still I got my pyjamas on night. He said, this is our country. Everything goes here. You don't have to worry. So they went, they ordered dood, bear jalebi, bear khapra, bear dood, whatever they ordered. After they ate, the waiter came and he put a 6 rupees. So the friend told Kaka, apidio, pay up. So he said, who apu? He said, I bill apidio. He said, I told you I haven't got money. So he said, I also haven't got money. He says, now what's going to happen? He said, hello, manager ghallo par baithe lo, te mare. The manager is sitting at the till, he hits you if you don't pay. So he says, Marin, habbar Marin. He gives you a solid Heidi. He said, then Kaka ordered another. Be jalebi, be dur, be patra. They ordered some more, they haven't got to pay. He said, you ordering more? He said, when he's giving you a solid Heidi, why eat half? Eat solid also. Eat double properly. They're going to take a Heidi, so eat properly also. So while they were eating now, then an argument started with the manager and one customer. Manager is saying, you gave me a 5 rupee note. Customer saying 10. 5, 10, 10, 5. They're arguing. Kaka quickly stood up and he said, Tamare ai 5 ne 10 ne na jagrama, mari 20 ne not nokhe bhulta. That in your argument of 5 and 10, don't forget my 20 rupee which I gave. So the manager thought, if I say, no, you also lying, he'll say, this manager does this with all the customers. So he had to say, no, what you are saying is right, but he only gave me a 5 rupee note. So Kaka ate for 2 times and took change of 8 rand. So don't give dua like that. Give proper dua to the person. So all those people who gave us, who hosted us, give them proper duas. And the duas is, aftara indakum as-saimun. May the rozedar come and eat by you. So Allah sent all the rozedar. Those who gave duas previously, Allah sent all the rozedar, they came. And what menu Allah gave the rozedar? Yeah, in this, then this da'wat was a da'wat, a wedding of the lovers of Allah. If we have a wedding in a family, all our family, the wife's family, the husband's family, all they are there, the children, the old people, the young people, and they are all happy meeting one another, talking, etc. So, yeah, the lovers of Allah. And Allah made it such, from around the world the lovers of Allah came. And all got together, yeah. So what a wonderful. So Allah Ta'ala send this food, eat, now give the du'as to those people who have fed us. So after عندكم الصائمون وَأَكَلَ طَعَامُكُمْ الْأَبْرَارِ. And may Allah let the abrar, the pious, exceptionally pious people eat your food. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And the farishtas are busy making dua for all those who made our khidmat here. The other dua, Allahumma at'im man at'amani. Oh Allah, you fed him who has fed me. What they fed us, what out of the way they went. All the people in the khidmat, the cooks, the ladies of Azadwal, everyone, all what they fed. Now, oh Allah, you feed them. Wasqi man saqani. And give to drink those who gave us to drink. The tea at the time of Sehri, etc. All the other times, all the juices, whatever there was, all that, make dua for these people. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, the best drink in the world is Zamzam. So this dua means, may Allah take them and take all of us over and over for Hajj Umrah, and we drink Zamzam from the source there. And then, Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtum, give them barakat in their rozi. And barakat is the main thing. Everyone wants barakat. See our salam also. Assalamu alaikum. Assalam is singular. Wa rahmatullahi is singular. Wa barakatuhu plural. Allah knows we like barakat. So everyone, if we, and it's sunnah, and we ask, make dua for one. If you to ask what dua, barakat. Allah give barakat in rozi. Allah give barakat in my shop. Barakat everyone likes a lot. One friend of ours, he came, and we were walking home after Fajr, and I had something to read, so that we don't get involved in talking. I told him, read these du'as, very beneficial. 27 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. A person who will make that will get the maut of a shaheed, inshallah. 25 times. 27 times, Allahumma ighfir li walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Allah will make you mustajabu da'awat. All your du'as will be accepted. You make du'a for the whole ummah. And Allahu latifum bi'ibadi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Allah will give you barakat. You'll never be short of money. And a poor man is short of the 100 rand, 1,000 rand. Rich man, when he's short of 10 million. He wants a 2 million, 5 million. He doesn't want you to give him 2 rand, 5 rand. That's a poor man at the door. But a rich man, so you'll never be short, you'll read this. So after a few days, he phoned me back. He didn't ask me about the other two duas. He only asked me of this dua, that you have barakat in your rozi. That you must read. You read that and you blow where you keep your money. But also see, you don't do it in front of the crooks. Then they'll know where you're keeping all your money and where the barakat is coming. So anyway, so Allah knows that we like barakat. So Allah said, wa barakatuhu in the plural. So so this year, Allah give them barakat. Allah barik lahum fima razaqtum. Waghfir lahum. Forgive them. Warhamhum. And shower your mercies. The mercies of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What is mercy? Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi has explained, what is mercy? Tawfiq e ta'at. That you get the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah. Now gunas don't come your way. And ask of Allah, Ya Allah, to apni marziyat nasib farma, na marziyat se humne bacha. Let us always what you like, where I must look, what decision I must make, what words I must speak, what temperament I must have. Give me all that which you like. Bless me with that. So Allah will bless that. Then once Allah is pleased with you, then faraghiye ma'ishat, Allah gives you plenty in your ruzi. And once that is done and you die, then bila hisab maghfirat, no hisab kitab, you go through the green channel on the day of Qiyamah, straight into Jannah. Dukhule Jannah, and you enter into Jannah. So that mercy may Allah. Allama Alusi has explained, rahimahullah, what is rahmat? That tafaddal alayna bi fununil ala. Oh Allah, tafaddal means in bansela, not in because of something. Just out of your kindness, shower us with all your, with different types of your ni'mats, bi fununil ala. Ma'a istiqaqina, when in actual fact we are guilty and liable, bi afaninil iqab, with much, much more worse punishments we are. But instead of that punishments, you shower us with your rahmat. This is Allah's rahmat. So this dua is here, that warhamhum, and oh Allah, shower your mercies upon them. So this also, when we have now, a person made his tilawat, he made his zikr, and the end now has come. Then a person, when he will go to Jannah, then there also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call the people on a special day. And then Allah ta'ala will call the hurul een of Jannah to sing. How will their voice be? Allahu Akbar. The people's hearts will burst. Those who are dead, their hearts will become alive. Who are living, their hearts will burst when the hurul een will be singing. And Allah will ask, and this is if we now did our zikr, did our tasbihat, we did our tilawat, Allah will call these people. And then Allah will ask, did you hear such music before? No. I say, show you more better music. What can be better music than this? And this is all for those who didn't listen to music in this dunya. And if they listen, then they made tawbah from it sincere. The cell phone, the ringing tone, you got a musical tone, take it out. On your phone, you got a big business and somebody is on hold, then don't have a music playing for that person. Advertise your business or something about deen, some good akhlaq. Always treat your parents well, for example, or be kind to the poor and needy. Don't be oppressive. If you have got different customers, not only Muslims, keep put such messages, or just put some Quran Sharif if you want to, but don't put music there also. And sometimes Muslim firms we phone and we are put on hold and you have to listen to music. Sometimes in the office I'm sitting and somebody has put me on hold, and I usually keep the phone on loudspeaker because then I can carry on with my work also. Now somebody comes in the phone, oh, Maulana is listening to music here. It's a loudspeaker and the music is playing there. So especially if it's a Muslim firm, don't keep the music on there. So those who didn't listen to music, they will listen there. Then when more beauty, Allah will call Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah will say, Satya on the mimbar, and recite now. And his voice, Allahu Akbar. Then Allah will say, you people heard that? No, we never hear. Then Allah Ta'ala himself will recite. And really people will go out of their minds when Allah will recite. And by that recitation, like what I'm speaking, a person even just breathes, then the breath, like we are full Taraweeh time, it increases the heat in the masjid, because everyone's breath is coming out. And some people are burping also quite a bit. It's even more double now, it is all coming here. All the heat is increasing here all the time. But Allah's recitation, also something will come out. That will evaporate and condense in a cloud. And then the cloud will rain down upon those people, by which their handsomeness, their youth, and their vigor, they will be revitalized completely. They will be like that old man came from the farm, from the village to the city, with his old wife. And they were shopping in a shopping mall. Then suddenly he saw the wall open up. So he's wondering, wall open up? And he saw an old lady going in the wall. The wall closed again. Now he was astonished. What is this here in the city? We don't have all these things here. After a little while, the wall opened again, and a young woman came out. So he quickly told his grandson, go and call granny. We've sent granny also in here. That this is such a thing, the lift, that you go in, and the doors close, and when they open, she'll come out young here. That don't happen in dunya. Ya layta al-shabab ya'ud. That you cry and cry, youth must come back. Youth doesn't come back here. But in Jannah, now you'll be completely go through a new operation. You again full vitalized again and young and handsome. Then they will go back to their wives in the palaces of Jannah. Then the wives will, when they open the door, sorry, you're at the wrong place. This is not your place. And he'll say, I have the right address, but wrong woman. And this is not where I was. Then why? He said, you were not so beautiful when I left. And she will say, you were not so handsome when you left. And now more beautiful, more handsome you are. She will say, the Muthira, the wind of Jannah that blows, that revitalizes the woman of Jannah. And their beauty increases. They become more young again. And total like young, beautiful girl, beautiful pearls and diamonds they are. The man will be, and there you will enjoy forever and ever. And so that is what Allah has given to us. All this beautiful. Then Allah Ta'ala, and when the suhoors of Jannah will sing, all the doorbells of Jannah, like we have the chiming thing hanging at the door with the wind blowing, it makes a chime, etc. All that. And the leaves of Jannah, the trees, they will all, in chorus, they will go sing with the Hurul Een. What a person will be out of his mind. Those Hurul Een, one drop of the saliva is to come in the oceans of the world. All the oceans will become sweet. When you'll see that Hurul Een, you will be so amazed. 40 years, you won't blink your eye. Otherwise, the eye blinks 300 times in a minute. It blinks all the time. Wipers, they are working, cleaning the eyes all the time. There, you won't blink an eye. You won't look this side, you won't look that side. After 40 years, she'll say, it's only looking. There isn't anything else to be done. And then he'll go and embrace her for 70 years. And you'll embrace her whose saliva is sweet, that will make all the, and you won't become a diabetic then. And when you have all that sweet, you will know, don't fear, no diabetes there, nothing. What will be that enjoyment? Yeah, when there is some show of this woman who parade, this show of the clothes, modeling, fashion parade, or Miss Beauty, all that. When they parade, and with style they walk, and they take a turn, and how they, with the clothes, what they do. Hurul Een, in her one step, all the, what they show, what can they show? The 100,000 Adai, in her one step she will show. That is what we have to. Jannat ke maze unke liye. What is this dunya? Don't give up the enjoyment of Jannat for the filth and dirt. There you won't need Viagra. Yeah, you will get AIDS, you will get HIV. You are a billionaire, you will become a millionaire. You won't even remain a millionaire. You will have nothing here. That all Allah has given us. Now let us appreciate it. So for all those who made our khidmat particularly, we have to, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Who cannot be thankful to mankind, cannot be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So our Taraweeh, mashallah, Mufti Muhammad Desai, Qari Abdullah Sahib, what beautiful Taraweeh. May Allah reward them. And all the ulama, who the five times namaz, all the namazes, and then all the programs. And this time, mashallah, all the ulama conducted all the programs. Allah made it such. So may Allah Ta'ala reward them, and how beautifully and what service they have rendered. And for everyone, in ajriya illa alallah. Reward is only Allah. Then the brother Shaheen Kola, Yasin Ansari, Imran Khan for the website and what they are doing. And this morning I forgot to mention the kitabs, the Khanka kitabs. MashaAllah, especially Brother Yusuf Desai, Allah reward him. Always he's printing more and more kitabs. And it's not by Firoz Mehman of Hazrat, in Hazrat's Khanka made an announcement, kitabi muft mein taqseem hogi. Kitabs will be distributed free of charge. Lekin muft mein chapti nahi. But they're not printed free of charge. There is a cost involved. So we just get the kitab free of charge. But those who can manage and who Allah has given the heart and appreciation. And this is one method also of your shaykh to promote his teachings. Have the kitabs printed. Donate towards that. Contact the brothers and donate towards kitabs being printed. Then they are being given out free of charge. And how many people throughout the world are benefiting? Then the brothers who sponsored for the needs of the Khanka in cash and kind. Also amazing how the brothers come forward. This year we put it on the website, but before it wasn't. How many people donating for the khajur, donating for the zamzam, for all the meals. Everyone going out of their way, make dua for those people. We were eating ready khajur, make dua for them, all those people who have been donating. And then all the guests who have come. The whole mahal and environment is you come. If you don't come, then there will be nothing. I remember for a number of years, we should have little programs, one, two people sitting, and one, two small children, nobody else. But by the people coming, the whole environment and mahal is created. Allah reward. And all are busy people, nobody is free. Everyone is occupied. And who doesn't like his Ramzan at home? Your sari, how you like it, and your wife knows how you like it. Your bathroom, you know where it is, your toilet, everything so simple. And here is mujahada. From here, just to walk up and go to the toilet. At home, you hardly take two steps and you're sitting in your toilet. Here you have to go in the cold, in this. Here in the masjid, it's nice and warm, you have to go in the cold. It's a big sacrifice. Left the family, left the business, left our environment, our friends, everything. May Allah reward all. And inna Allah la yudhiyu ajr al muhsinin. Allah won't deprive you of your reward. And you will get it in this dunya also, in akhirat also. Then all the wives for allowing their husbands to come. Minister of Home Affairs. If she don't issue visa, nobody can come. And she has to stamp your passport, you can go. May Allah reward them also. And from the Khanka, we gave all one chocolate. It's given already. Don't eat it up. That's for the wife, from your side. From the Khanka side, it's for you. And you go and give it to your wives. And those who are not married, to your mother. You give your mother. Don't you eat up the chocolate. Some places in Medina Sharif, we see the dastarkhan is laid for sehri, for iftari. And some brothers come and they give them the whole panet or the whole plastic khajur. Before azan, before iftari time, all finish already. So don't finish up all the chocolates. Go home and give it to them. To all those who assisted in whatever way which we do not know, or remember or even know. How many brothers who are making khidmat. Yeah, we will have to take a few names. It's difficult to enumerate the names. But in the meals, Mahmood Bay and Ashraf Bay Jogi who cooked the meals for us. Then Hafiz Shuaib, Muhammad Firoz Esobji, Dr. Vahid, Farooq Patel, Muhammad Lunat, Malana Yusuf Raja, other brothers, especially the students who helped to serve and clean up. The students of Indonesia, the students of Guyana, who is serving us from around the world is serving us. All the khidmat they have done. And those who we don't know and who are also working, may Allah reward everyone. And then the ladies of Azadville, mashallah, Allah reward them. Especially Muhammad Firoz's father, Haji Suleiman Kaka, from which years he's with us. And I'm still thinking, I think we must have a jalsa. Already he asked me how many people we're going to prepare for. I don't know how he gets it. And now he's gone quite old, very old. But before, how he was energetic and with great enthusiasm. Allah reward all. And the ladies of Azadville who are also always ready. Never there is a problem we have. Whenever anything, they are there and they are serving us. We arrange the desserts and other food stuff. Before till the 20th night, food should come from the houses. Now with more people, we're just cooking here. Especially families of Maulana, the family of Maulana Firoz Mullah, who took responsibility for all the coordinating. And to coordinate with the woman is a job. But mashallah, Allah has given her that capability, and Allah reward her for all that. Then our Malawi workers, especially Burhan, Umar and Yasin, who worked overtime. Whenever we go, things are clean, ready, the dasturkhan is laid. There's somebody doing it all the time. Okay, so we should make dua for all these people. Then Maulana Hassan Petka and his team for all the sleeping arrangement. Then Maulana Mansoor for arranging the transport, tents, working tirelessly daily and night for the mehman. I don't know how he manages, but he's on the ball all the time. And he had a bypass, I think how many, triple or what? How many? He was like so serious, and that's a miracle how, when the hospitals want strike, and he was transported to Johannesburg General, and how they operated, it was a miracle. He says, I got more better service than a private clinic. And usually a person, after he's gone through a bypass, he's down. But he's gone more up. I don't know. MashaAllah, reward him and increase him and his family and everyone. All those who took part in this, may Allah reward them all. And the greatest way to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then, of course, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and our mashayikh, especially Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam rahimahumullah, it's all their barakat. Allah brought us, and Allah gave us a nice day. May Allah fully accept. As Allah brought us to the stage with His mercy and kindness, we fully hope in Allah, till maut He will take us, and till Jannatul Firdaus, there also we, inshallah, we are all going to sit together there also. And we'll remember of these times here also, of how we were together here in Azadwal, and how everyone came from where. Inshallah, we'll be together in Jannat, and there we'll just enjoy, no rozas there also. They're in Jannat, when people will get all that enjoyment, they will want to make sajda. Allah say, no more sajda. Sajdas are finished in dunya. Now, yeah, it's just enjoyment. No more ibadat yells. You want to make for enjoyment. And those who enjoy, they made dua to Allah. To have my Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he said, I make dua to Allah. Allah give me a hifz class in the qabr also. Yeah, but that is, it was his blood, his life, to be teaching Quran. And really, those who get that enjoyment will know what it is. How many buzurgs to make tilawat in the Quran, to make namaz in the qabr, to make tilawat in the qabr. So these enjoyments we will get there also. Inshallah, Allah in His mercy will grant it to us. And those who feel that they have benefited, etc., go and tell other people. And whatever was short, and we really, sincerely ask you, things that were not right, any improvement in the programs, in the system, in the meals, tell us about it, so we can improve for next year. If you're just going to, especially those brothers who came with their families, and who stayed in the flats, etc., we don't stay in those flats. We don't know which bulb is not working, which light, though I emphasize over and over, check everything. And no tap must be leaking, no latch must be not working, no bulb must be fused, the fridge, the stove, everything, all the plates must work, everything must work. But we don't use it, we don't know. If there was anything, please inform us, so that we can, so the next visitors can stay comfortably and get all the facilities. So everyone, if there was anything that you felt should be improved and more better, please tell us. And whatever you are happy with, and you benefited, go and tell other people. And if everyone bring one more mu'takif next year, then we'll have double the amount. So the whole year we got a chance just to work on one more person. So inshallah, try and meet more people, we can have a better i'tikaf also. May Allah accept, and may Allah Ta'ala reward everyone, and may Allah Ta'ala make this a turning point for the ummah also, inshallah. What is required by Allah is our amal, our good deeds, our reformation, giving up of guna. Bring these things, our lives will change, the ummah's condition will change. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, we have got no tongue We have got no voice, no heart, no mind, no way that we can thank you, O Allah. We appreciate, oh, so much, O Allah. How kind. We are the filthiest, we are the dirtiest. But what ni'mat. Ya Allah, dunya's ni'mat also, how you have favored us with. And much more than that, your spiritual ni'mat, your special favors, who you only give to your special people without being worthy of it in the least. But you blessed us with the month of Rajab, with Shaban, and then you brought beautiful, beautiful, honorable Ramadan to us. Oh Allah, oh Ramadan, we could not fulfill your rights. You are leaving us soon, oh Allah. Oh Allah, stay a day extra with us. Oh Allah, let Ramadan stay with us still. But when Ramadan leaves, let Ramadan leave, and if Ramadan is happy with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we could not fulfill the rights of this great honor, and this great, great, great month and honor of Ramadan came with it with what gifts, oh Allah, with the gift of Roza, with the gift of Tarawih, with the gift of Sehri, with the gift of Iftari, with the gift of Du'as, with the gift of bringing us all together, oh Allah. Forgive us that we could not fulfill your rights. As we all say to every visitor that we have, please make us maaf, we couldn't fulfill your rights. Oh Allah, this greatest visitor you sent to us, and we could not fulfill the rights of this visitor. Forgive us, forgive the whole ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, because of our evils, do not deprive us. Bless us with yet another Ramadan again. And let us receive Ramadan even more better, oh Allah. Let us receive Ramadan much more in a correct way, oh Allah, and appreciate. And all this Ramadan came with these gifts to make our lives of dunya better, to make our lives of the qabr, day of qiyamah, and in jannah forever better, that you are be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, except from each one, except from the whole ummah, O Allah, those people who did not keep roza, but they respected Ramzan, and they ate in privacy, except from them also that act of theirs, O Allah, except from everyone, except from the small children who kept rozas, except from the old people, except from the man, the woman, O Allah, except from the ulama, except from the ubbad, O Allah, except from the arifin, O Allah, except from the mujahideen, O Allah. O Allah, while we are sitting in our comfort, the mujahideen are fighting right in the front of the battlefront, O Allah, except from everyone, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, forgive us for our shortcomings, O Allah, make us your favorite at once, without being worthy of it in the least, but we really want to be your favorite ones, O Allah. We love you, O Allah. We love you, O Allah. We want your love, O Allah. O Allah, let us feel that love of yours in our hearts, O Allah. Let us feel it in our namaz and in our du'as, O Allah. O Allah, make it the best thing and the most tastiest thing in our lives, O Allah. O Allah, let our mansions and let our cars look like nothing in front of your love, O Allah. O Allah, as in Jannah when we will get you, Jannah will be nothing. We make it in this world that we get you and the things of this dunya, that the appeal of it just vanishes from us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the best. Give us everything which all the awliya are asking, which Hazrat Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam asked of you. And O Allah, save us from all those things which the awliya are seeking protection from which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam seek protection. O Allah, make our mashayikh, our asatiza, our parents, all, Ya Allah, our elders, raise their stages, and in their sadqa, do all our work for us in deen, dunya, and akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, mere shaykh ke darje ko barha dijiye, mere shaykh ko sartaj awliya azmina bana dijiye. O Allah, how they went out of the way, what love they showed to us, how more than own children they treated us, O Allah. You be pleased with them and give them the highest stages, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.